was 16 and 6 feet tall in a crowd of teenagers coming out of the zoo. She stumbled, started to slip and fall, teeter-tottered on the top of patent leather shoes. I happened to catch her and said, maybe these ruby shoes are a little cumbersome for you. Maybe for you. But not as shaky as I must have seen, talking junk through a giggle, little teenage dream. And on the phone I could not compete, my dumb luck, fake confidence was getting weak. And for a sec I thought I sounded sweet, but sure enough in a gruff, faint voice I heard myself speak. Share a kiss, but I feel like I can't go through with this. And I bet we could build a home, but I know the right thing for me to do is to leave you alone. Leave you alone now. So you probably won't get what I'm going to do. I'm walking away from you. It probably don't make much sense to you, but I'm trying to save you from all of the things that I'll probably say or do. Call me a fool and say I'm doing exactly what a coward would do. And I'm beginning to like you. It's a shame, what a lame way to live, but what can I do? I hope you appreciate what I do.
This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
Capulets. so glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Ugh, barf.
What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, on... look out! Look out!
Oh, my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay?
My arm. I think it's broken.
Can you bend it?
It's already bent. In the wrong direction.
I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm, it hurts.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Let me sleep, baby. Let me must have in those early days. You have to be strong at such a very young age. A new life on Lima Lane. So won't you listen? In the fall of 82, I fell into dark times and you were there to help me through. You told me that a downturn will eventually improve, and you were right, so I'm thanking you. So won't you listen to me now? Something I never told you, and I'm about to try.
Yeah. Hey, this is Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursdays from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much.
nothing is left to your imagination. The time on your